good time, and we're good enough that, you know, we could make an interesting set, you know? And that's where you get your voice heard, I think, in something like this.
Yeah, very cool, very cool. And so that's the Buckle Downstairs, all new music, but the Buckle Up. Now, this is where I'm going to end my night for sure, because, I don't know, this has got some of the coolest stuff. Great job, Smitty. Starting at 3 o'clock upstairs, Northern Attitude, the Beverly Boys after that, Salty Dogs, Jody and Landon. Abby Stewart, who actually got to see the other night, right after Nick Campbell there.
Yeah, she's a powerhouse.
Yeah, she. I had heard her at the Buckle Down, I think, the year before. Never heard her with a full band, so she sounded great with a full band.
Yeah.
What a powerful young performer she is. Then Clem. Chesterfield blesses the stage at 8 p.m.
Now, I was planning to be solo. I don't have the band with me tonight, but a good friend of mine, Richard Bergman, is visiting from Australia. And he's an Australian fellow, but he has lived in Canada for, I don't know, 30 years, I guess. Right. And then he retired about 5 years ago, 4 years ago, and he moved back to Australia.
Nice.
So he comes to Kingston to visit family and so on.
Very cool.
About once, maybe twice a year. And a few weeks back, I saw that he was coming during this time period. So I dropped him a little message and I said, "Hey, we want to do a little duo at the Homegrown?" Absolutely.
So, awesome.
So we've had a little get together and rough through some tunes. And
nice.
It's going to be really fun. Yeah, Richard and I have played the duo act quite a bit over the years. And
cool.
He's just a really fine fellow, you know, a notorious outlaw from down under.
Excellent. Excellent. That's so cool. Hey, I'll be getting there definitely to see you, and probably we've got a tentative schedule, my cohort.
Nice.
Clem Chesterfield, 8 o'clock. Who was joining you? What's his name?
Richard Bergman.
Richard Bergman, yeah.
Lots of people would know him from around town.
Yeah, it sounds familiar.
I think he's going to be sitting in later at the RCHA.
Okay.
With the blues band, I think.
Nice.
Which one, but yeah.
Good stuff. And then after Clem at 9 o'clock, Courtney Kane. Then 10 o'clock, Foley Mountain Playboys. And then at 11:15, The Boys. Good Co. That's my boys right there. Good Co. So,
did you know that the Foley Mountain Playboys are Tom Savage's band?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
There we go.
They revive themselves every year for Homegrown, and it's pretty incredible.
Yeah, good, I think I remember that. Yeah, last year, and one of the reasons why we're definitely going to end the night at the Buckle is because that's what happened last year, and it just gets no better than that. Gets no better. So there you go. We got the Buckle Up, the Buckle Down. All right. Hey, you, Clem, you ready to play us a song? You gonna play us a song? All right. Hey, he brought his guitar. And yes, to be able to get y'all a little bit of a preview, Homegrown. There's a Homegrown man sitting right beside me, Clem Chesterfield. Take it away, buddy.
Well, all righty. These morning times, DJ over easy, they're quite the adventure.
That's right.
Well, did I sing a song about my old cat last time?
I can't remember. I don't think so.
Well, I like to play this one because it reminds me a lot of a different kind of lifestyle. Yeah. Taking it easy, you know, like cats do. And I've been accused of writing this song about myself. It's really about an old cat. I know I share similarities to an old cat. Well, a cat likes to sit in the sun all day. He likes to watch the shadows play. He lay in the sun till his folks come home. He's a lazy old cat. He won't roam. He won't roam. He won't roam. He's a lazy old cat. He likes his home, yeah. He won't roam. He won't roam. He's a lazy old cat. He likes his home. All right, now this is the part of the song where I usually do a solo. But if you're listening at home and you want to join in on the solo, we can make a collective effort.
Yeah.
You'll be all right. You can help me out too if you want. It goes like this. Out in the rain, and he won't roam. He won't roam. He's a lazy old cat. He likes his home. Yeah, he won't roam. He won't roam. He's a lazy old cat, and he likes his home. He's got food in his bowl and water in his dish. And he don't care if it's chicken or fish. People are kind and they treat him right. He don't have to sleep outside. Yeah, he won't roam. He won't roam. He's a lazy old cat. He likes his home. Yeah, he won't roam. He won't roam. He's a lazy old cat and he likes his home. Yeah, he won't roam. He's a lazy old cat and he likes his home.
Meow.
Meow. That was a nice meow on there, buddy. I do not feel like a solo at all.
That yeah, there you go. Awesome. Well, that's as good as it gets. That's the only talent I can bring. Unless you need me dancing. If you want to go dance on stage, I can join you. All right. Awesome. That was Clem Chesterfield live in effect in the studio. This is CFRC 101.9 FM, and we are doing a homegrown live review. Sorry, I was just looking. I'm hoping DJ Tangent could come in and make a quick appearance, but we'll see. He had little grandkids to run to dance and everything this morning.
Oh, yeah.
being a gramps.
The weekend, that's a big time for grandparents.
That's right. That's right. So, all right. But, hey, homegrown live around town. Let's get back. One you mentioned there, Clem, RCHA Club, and they're all blues. Hey, DJ Tangent, has just arrived. So we'll get his sultry tones on the mic here in a minute. RCHA. It's actually starting at 12 noon. The website, I don't know if it's been updated or not, but says 1 p.m., but we have the inside scoop. A buddy who's playing at 12, so we're going to be there to start. So RCHA Club, 12 noon at 1 o'clock, Sunny Slide, and then 2, Lukey Pell. Go see Lucanus. Man, he's quite a performer. Sam Coons, Steve Tanner, Doghouse Blues, Ethan Crosby, Wild Card, Hellhound Trail, and Big Mo and the Blues Mission. Lucas Oak is there. And then ending at 11 o'clock, the Tomcats go on.
Yeah, that's who Bergman.
Richard Bergman's playing with
them. There you go. Richard Bergman's playing with the Tomcats, RCHA Club. And, who else do we have there? Lukey, he's a super cool performer. Who
man
else?
From hell.
Yeah, Lucanus Pell, the man from hell. Who else here, Tim? Who else is playing, Hellhound Trail? What's the lead singer? Do you know them?
Yeah, I know of them.
Okay, because I was just at Time Out last night, and the lead singer was in with the guys jamming.
Oh, okay.
And I can't remember his name. It's definitely good stuff. Check that out.
Three-string slide guitar that he plays?
Three-string slide guitar? I don't know. Last night he was just singing in harmonica. All right. So, everybody, hey, thanks for tuning in to the Homegrown Live special, CFRC 101.9 FM. We have gone over RCHA. We've gone over the toucan for Celtic music. Next church, don't forget, classical, Something in the Water comedy, The Buckle Up, The Buckle Down, Tommy's Hip Hop. Musique-y, ambient music, timeout jazz we talked about. Now, Caesar's company is coming up, and there's folk. And Ricky, why don't you come on here? What do you got there? Is that homegrown? Oh, okay. Hugh gave us. Here.
I just know who they are.
Go. Oh, okay. Give us Caesar. Give us Caesar, please. He's old. He takes a minute. Who uses headphones, man?
Some of us need to hear ourselves.
That's weird. There we go. Hey, you got everything set up there, Grams? Do you need to?
it's Granddad. Thanks.
Oh, Granddad, right. You got the kids to dance, did you?
I got to watch, and then the little guy was there, too.
All right.
Okay, so folk at the Caesar Company starts. That's 177 Princess Street. It starts at noon with Matthew Campbell. Don't think I've ever seen them. Lane Kaya Raudza. We've seen her at Musiki before.
Okay, yeah.
In the courtyard, whatever it's called.
Oh, yes. Yes, I remember. Yeah, I think Chris Brown played with her that night, I think.
No, the other one.
Oh, the
Chris
other
Jackson.
One. Chris Jackson played.
Yeah.
Okay. One of them. One of the Chris's.
David Shooter. Don't know Royer. Not sure. I wish I had their website kicking up here.
No.
But I believe Rose and John. Josh? No, that's not it. As a 2:30, 3:10, Carrick McAllister. 3:50, Nikki Ray of Sunshine. 4:30, Simon Webb. 5:10... John Rose and 5:50 Jonathan Jones, and does it carry on to the next? Oh, there's more.
Yeah.
Oh, here's where the party starts. 6:30 p.m.
Yeah.
Med and McClurg. We know who McClurg is.
I saw him last night.
John McClurg.
John McClurg, the party animal. Love that guy.
The Hideaways. Not sure. Bad Fortune is a duo I've seen before. They opened for somebody at the Broom Factory.
Oh, yes.
It's one of those long-haired bearded guys.
Okay.
You know, one of the Long and McQuaid guys. And a female singer, I think Piper might be her name, if memory serves. They were pretty good. And the Killdeers, who I think have been around for a long time now.
Yeah. Yeah, hear them around town. Awesome performers. That's at Caesar Company. And listen, people, make sure, don't eat. Don't eat until you get out and watching music, and then get some food at Caesar's, or get some food at any of the venues, Toucan. The Buckle has great wings. Love the Buckle wings. Check them out. So that was Caesar and Company, and I pulled up a little Howhound Trail track here. We'll get a little music in here, and then we'll get back to the venues. And so Howhound Trail, some blues. They were at RCHA Club. Let's see. Let's go with Skull and Bolo. Here we go. Thank you. There we go. That was Hellhound Trail and a track called Skull and Bolo. And we're talking Homegrown Live. And I've got a couple special guests here on Making Bacon. And we got DJ Tangent.
DJ Tangent here.
And Clem Chesterfield.
Yeah!
Yeah, I love that. It's so good to have him in. And hey, we have to talk. I'm going to let Clem talk about some stuff here. And then he's going to play us a song. Here, talk about this.
I don't know.
You and Ricky there, talk about that.
Just throwing out the government names left, right, and center, right?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I'm used to calling it Tangent.
Well, what we got here is the first installment, volume one, of the Small Town Big Sound Kingston Musicians Coloring Book.
Oh, it's so cool.
It has 50 of the local musicians in town. Many, many will be playing today around town. These coloring books will be on sale at the Broom Factory today. Lorraine Sagan is the artist, and her company is Wild Rain and Co. Art and Design. And about a couple years back, she approached me, and she said she had this idea for making a coloring book, and she showed me a picture that she had done of myself, and I thought it was pretty cool. It's a picture that I've enjoyed. I think it's on one of my profiles somewhere. And so I said, I think that's a great idea. I'll support that any way I can. And so a couple years later, she has a full book made of amazing adult style coloring. If you know what that is, they've usually got intricate backgrounds behind the images.
Yeah, not like the adult movies.
That's
adult
right.
Coloring.
Yeah, we'll make a distinction there. And anyways, I was pleasantly surprised to find myself on one of two versions of the cover. There's version one and version two. Version two features local saxophone player Laura Richards on the front, and volume one, version one, is yours truly on the front.
Clem on a Chesterfield.
That's right. Yeah, it is. It's something like that. And I mean, they do inside, you know, they credit the other guy, the songwriter, Tim Sheffield, but, you know, we all know who it is.
That's right.
We all know the deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, pretty pleased. So you can get yourself one of these. They're selling for $30 around town, or if you like paying tax, you can get it through Amazon and pay more than that, but I would recommend picking it up. Many of the musicians in the book are also selling them at their shows, in their merch piles, and that's what I'm doing as well.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Hey, listen, you were telling me about something that happened after the last time you were on the show. Tell us.
Yeah, all right. Well, they always say, you know, if somebody is one person's listening, then you're doing all right. And the last time I was on here with DJ Over Easy.
There are currently at least 14 people listening.
Okay, we got about 14 people listening currently.
Yeah.
So, you know who you are.
Yeah,
you know who you are. And a young woman that I met during the film festival, here in Kingston, I was releasing a video with my band. She is an animator and has made some pretty impressive things through the years. And one of the things that she shared with me was a claymation style video that she made that you can look up on the National Film Board of Canada site, where they have all their movies playing. There's an app, and it's called The Sea Turtle, and it's just a little journey of a sea turtle from birth to coming back to reproduce again. And it's really, really really well done, and it's really cool. Well, she was listening that day that I was on the radio a couple weeks back, a few weeks back now, I guess, maybe a month. And she contacted me afterwards and said, when I was talking about, and I performed my song I Speak for the Fish from my latest album, that it sort of sparked an idea in her mind of, you know, getting the word out that we need to save our wetlands and we need to, you know, preserve our fish and our wildlife and ecosystems that revolve around clean water. And she approached me about making a claymation style video for that song. And I thought, that's pretty cool. You know, we could explore that. Then she went on to say that this idea incorporates more of a learning and teaching and education component, which I'm usually all about. And her vision for this project is to take it into some grade 4 or 5, that sort of age group classrooms, and have the kids make fish and various sea
so cool.
things, you know, like out of clay, and she'll do some teaching on that. Then she'll teach some animation, all while classes are doing, you know, units that they have at that age group about wetlands and habitats and things like that for fish and animals and so on. And then it would, you know, further have me come into the classroom and sing my song and talk about, you know, how I got to be in the voice for fish, you know.
That's amazing, man.
Yeah,
that's
so it's well underway.
Well,
and
there
I
you
think
go.
That's going to be something that's going to get happening in the next month or so.
That's unbelievable. There you go. Making bacon, making videos,
making dreams come true for fish.
Making dreams come true
for fish.
For fish.
The fish equivalent of the Lorax.
There we go.
Yeah.
Totally.
I am the Chesterfield. I speak for the fish.
You got another song in you, buddy?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Let it out for us. Let it out.
We were already meowing, so maybe we could do some mooing.
Hey!
I don't think I played this one last time. Do you remember mooing last time?
No, you didn't do the moo.
You'd remember mooing.
Yeah, I remember the moo. It's one of my favorite songs.
Well, this one isn't about, you know, like saving cows per se. It's about recognizing that there's probably enough cows on Earth currently for those of us that
enough flatulence.
Don't indulge in the beef.
Lord,
Moo. Yeah, you're a lord, 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 ladle, 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 moo. Every time I see a longhorn steer, it makes me miss you and I shed a tear. Yeah, every time I see that longhorn steer, it makes me miss you and I crack a beer. Psht, for you. I like to hear them moo. All right, y'all, try this at home.
Yeah.
Or here in the studio. Moo, moo. I do. I like to hear them moo. I guess I'm not a cowboy, it's plain to see. My lasso lets the cattle run free. But I do. I like to hear them moo. I know you do too. You go yodel, yodel, yodel. Ladle, 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 moo. Yeah, you're a lord, a lord, a lord. Ladle, 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 moo. Yeah, you're a lord, a lord, a lord. Ladle, 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 moo.
Office chair recliners.
Office chair recliners. Oh, that's going right. to be my laid-back jazz band.
Yeah, I like that. Wow, everyone. What an incredible opportunity here to hear some early previews of some homegrown live stuff that's going to be happening today. So, definitely get down to the buckle to see Clem and everyone there. And make sure if you are at the Broom Factory, pick up the Kingston Musicians Coloring Book. Small town, big sound. It is super cool. I am definitely going to get one and do some coloring. And there's a picture of Nick Lennox in here.
That's pronounced...
I thought it's a great opportunity for people Nolan to stop
Hubbard's
walking up.
Nolan Hubbard's very good friend, Nicholas Lennox.
Great opportunity for people to stop walking up to me on the street and trying to color me.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than seeing somebody armed with pencil crayons coming at you.
Totally. Sharpies. Come on, guys.
Sharpies don't hurt as much, though.
All right, so homegrown, what else do we have here? So Rick, Tangent there, DJ Tangent, we are going to done Time Out, we've done Caesars now, we've done the Buckle Down, the Broom Factory, I did the Broom Factory. Now, tell us about the grad club is closed.
Yeah, so whatever was there, it's all at bottoms up. And so Virginia, the photographer Virginia, is the overseer of that. And I was talking to Jake, the sound guy, last night at the Broom. And we need to give a big shout out to these people because they load in at 12, noon.
Yeah.
Show starts at 2. And the last act goes on at 11. So that's like a
It's a full day.
It's a full day of being a sound person. And I don't think they paid for this. So that's...
Yeah.
Like...
Thank you.
There's a sound person at every...
Yeah.
Venue. That's a lot of people.
Yeah. This is... So please...
A lot of people making this happen.
There's a lot of working parts.
Yeah. Everybody get out there and contribute and say thank you to all these hardworking people. So bottoms up.
But you know what I finally figured out of why the Broom Factory, it's OG 51?
Okay, why?
Because it's the Roswell people. Okay. Roswell?
Yeah.
Roswell Rehearsals. Trevor and...
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Thank you. And you. It's Area 51, so that's where the 51.
Ah, I see.
Because a couple of years ago, they picked us to play, and I was like, what is this? Oh, so OG, okay, so they're original songs, but what's the 51? And then it just occurred to me, like, oh.
Well, there you
go. They're trying to be too clever.
You know, man, keep your tangents for your show. You're putting my people to sleep. It's only 9:30 in the morning. At 2 o'clock on a Sunday, they're, okay, back to home crowd. No, that's why we love them. It's why you got to tune in to Numbers with Wings Sunday at 2, and you get lots more of that.
So where are we going?
So bottoms up. So we are blending a psychedelic snack with some, what do they call it? Rebel Yell.
Yes. So that's what was going to be at the Grad Club, but it's been shifted. So that's going to be in the afternoon.
Okay. So,
Here we go. Got it. So, bottoms up, 285 Queen Street. It's that, the wedding place. What's it called? Renaissance.
Oh, yes.
You saw jazz there last year, I think.
Right.
Something like that. Between 2 and 6, it's pretty going to be pretty loud for an afternoon.
Yeah.
Sitcoms, I looked them up. But all their songs seem to have a little E beside them, so we can pick any of those. But they were, it sounded good. Yeah. Lumpfish, I've seen some of their videos. It's punk adjacent, I guess, pop punk. Loud, makes people dance. I've seen a couple of their videos. Ooh. Seems like good. Youngish people, so they'll have all the energy in the afternoon. And then, of course, 4 o'clock, Rev Zed, who we've seen
multiple times.
How many times? Yeah. Although the one guy is no longer with... The one guitar player has...
Has left the building.
Has Elvis. Or Brian Jones or something. He's left the building. He's left the band. He's still alive, though. You know, he hasn't done that much of the Brian Jones. Rev Zed, hopefully their Deep Purple cover with... that guy, the keyboard player whose name escapes me.
He's a talented guy.
His parents probably spent like $1 million on piano lessons.
Lessons, yeah.
He's just whipping out a Deep Purple, but awesome. And Crown of Antlers, again, they're on the heavier side. I saw them at the Broom Factory once. Really good.
Nice.
I would go to that, but I have another dance to do at around 4:30. So I'm going to miss that, unfortunately.
All right. So that's at Bottoms Up, Rebel Yells. So some hard tunes starting at 2 o'clock to 6 o'clock. And then the psychedelic snack for throughout the afternoon and evening.
Did you mention?
I haven't talked about the embassy yet. So why don't you just give her?
Well, because I believe Shenanigans, isn't that also the party man?
He might be. He might be. I can't remember. It's hard to keep track of.
I seem to remember
all
that
of
from
the
last year.
Extra marital activity of these musicians between bands. Everybody goes everywhere.
Now, if it's the same guy running the show at the embassy this year as last year. He's an ex-military guy, and he had the timer.
Yeah.
And if the artists were even thinking about going overtime,
It
was like the giant hook came out. And
That's right. Yeah, that was last year we saw Nolan there. So the embassy, let's clarify, that's basically like Sydenham Street Church.
Yeah, it's sort of the back part of it.
Yeah, so the spire...
I guess it would have been the old church hall, for lack of a
word. Yeah, the old church hall. There you go. So the spire is also in the same building, but that's the main kind of church area. And the embassy's off to the side.
A good wrestling venue, too.
Yeah, yeah. So who do we have at Sydenham Church here?
Shenanigans. Traditional folk music from England, Ireland, Scotland, and Appalachia, and originals. Cyan. It's a singer guitarist along with a flautist. That could be cool. 5.x5. It doesn't. On the website, it says content. Caccia. CACCIA. Interesting. Baroque blues to klezmer. They're getting everything there. Fromage à trois. Wait a minute, that guy's in the other band too. I recognize some of these names. Again, it's the old...
Stay focused, Tangent. Come on. I gotta take that mouse out of your hand so you stop...
Anthony Albert, a bass player. What? A bass player singing. What is the world coming to? Talon and Kalen, an acoustic duo. They've appeared in Mamma Mia, Grease, and Pippin at Holy Cross.
Wow.
Oh, and they were in last year. And then the Evs, it's like Kevin and something. Oh,
Trevor
and Kevin. Yeah.
Actually, yeah, they were at Musiki last night, and I couldn't get in. They were that popular.
Yes. Caesar Co. I've seen them in there walking by. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, what's that again? Oh, yeah, bottom.
No, that's the embassy.
Oh, embassy. Sorry.
We'll take you from 1 to 5 at the absolute latest. So it's quiet afternoon if you aren't sort of the opposite of what was just at bottoms up.
Yeah. All right, so do you want to play a song or should we just keep boring everyone with our voices?
Where else have we? Where
well,
have
I haven't done Monty's yet. There.
Oh my God, the Party Man's Royal. Playing at Monty's as well.
Oh man, Party Man, he's everywhere. I haven't done the Royal yet either. So why don't?
Where did the Royal go?
And then the final two cans. So basically, the last three on the Instagram.
The Royal was here a minute ago. Because it's
well,
sort of a.
Here. Let me take this. I'm taking the mouse from you so that I can just grab us a song here. We are gonna play. Let's see. Oh, I just was talking about Nolan. Here we go. Here's a Nolan Hubbard track for you from his EP. He released not so long ago, and I don't know, we're just talking crazy this morning, let's play Talking Crazy, all right, Nolan Hubbard, Talking Crazy.
Often. since I found such a fire burning up inside my bones. So tell me if I'm talking crazy, was thinking I could call you baby, 'cause it won't take a lot to save me, just someone who could see I'm changing. Ooh.
Alright, we're back. Homegrown Live. And I'm gonna step back here and Clem Chesterfield, you lucky listener, is gonna...
Might I just interject? Nolan is playing at the Royal at 7 if people want to see him.
Oh, okay. Right, Royal. Why don't you talk Royal and Clem's gonna hop up there. So, who else at the Royal?
These Denise and VIP, they've been playing bars and venues in Kingston for over 20 years, and I don't know. I've never heard of them. Interrobang, didn't Newf want to see them? I'm not sure. Oh, no, it was Brass Over Tea Kettle, which they have the brass band and all that stuff.
Right, yeah.
Peter Kopp, don't know who that is. But at 5 o'clock, Sons of Rick... Those crazy St. Lawrence kids,
yes,
put on a great show. They're high energy, it says right there, high energy. And for once, the internet does not lie. They're hilarious. Simon Webb and the Bad Dog Beat. Rock and alternative tunes, cool. AS7, Nolan Hubbard.
Nolan!
And then Dads with Jobs, we saw them last year.
Yeah.
Also known, and their partners, the wives who play Name That Tune.
Oh, yes.
I used to see them when we'd go and see Terry. Yes. And trying to figure out where they were from. Triple J, our band Triple J, from the greater Gananoque area. And they play your classic sort of English punk stuff. It's at 9. Max and his Equals sound familiar, but I don't know if I've ever actually seen them.
I've heard the name around.
Yeah. I think they put a Sweet Machete.
That's my buddy Johnny Cohn runs, is the singer in that band.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then closing out the night at midnight is Two Time, who are, they won the Battle of the Bands at Clark Hall this year. And I think the drummer, I think, is the one who's still in high school. We saw them at the Sticky
Merchant.
The Sticky Floor Palace.
Sticky Floor Palace, okay.
Also known as the Ale House. they have some original tunes. It was good stuff.
Yeah, it was good.
The Germ Dome.
that's a good
they work there.
It's definitely floors need cleaning.
Yeah, that's the. Yeah.
Alrighty, well, Clem, you got one more song for us. The 10 o'clock hour's approaching.
Yeah, for sure. I was just going to mention that there's a little literary exercise underway since we talked last. There's a writer, he's primarily a poet from up the Cobourg Port Hope way that has tossed the idea around of making a musical featuring Clem Chesterfield.
Woohoo! No way. You know,
Jukebox Clem, maybe. Something along those lines. It's a work in progress. It's just being workshopped right now. Awesome. A lot of different ideas about it. I have mixed emotions about it myself. I mean, who would play me? And things like that, you know. We're just talking and while the song was playing, and maybe Jamie could give it a try.
That's
you
right.
Know?
Good old DJ over easy. I'll put my resume. Yeah. I'll audition for it.
You need to put on a few pounds there to, you know, throw the steers around and so on. But.
I lose it all on the dance floor.
That's right.
Farm boy from the county, you should be able to.
That's right, man. That's right. I've tossed a bale of hay in my day.
No doubt you have, for sure.
Well, that's super cool, man.
All right, well, maybe I'll finish up with my ode to one of the greatest outlaws of all time. Left way too soon, and I was been over to Europe a few times and played some music for them, and I was over with the intention of going to see this outlaw where his remains are. He's in Paris, the Cimetière de Père Lachaise. If you're still with me, this one's called Paris to See Jim. I woke up not knowing why I was there. In fact, I didn't sleep, just to be fair. Voices kept telling me I knew why, but nothing came to me as hard as I tried. Saw a lizard with a forked tongue, or was it a snake? Was I in a trance, or was I just baked, no matter the circumstance, whim of the fates. I knew I was in Paris, Cimetière de Père Lachaise. And it's Paris to see him, we all know who. Paris to see Jim, find out what he knew. And maybe take a chance to break on through. Or sing a chorus of hello, I love you. Hello, I love you. My Uber driver to take me there. Où est la Cimetière de Père Mon Frère? Well, he had a wee chuckle at my expense, but then he said he'd drive me right up to the fence. And his parents to see him, we all know who. Jim, find out what he knew, and maybe take a chance to break on through, or sing a chorus of hello, I love you. Hello, I love you. Well, please don't take me on a moonlight drive. Only wanna pay my respects when I get inside. Get inside. All right, Jim. Here I am. Stand at your graveside. I got so many things I want to say to you. After all my planning, what I would say. Well, I was standing by the side of your grave. I never even left my Airbnb. Laid around drinking, watching shit on TV, just like Jim did. Gunsmoke, Kojak, Barney Miller, and his parents to see him, we all know who. Parents to see Jim, find out what he knew. Maybe take a chance to break on through. Sing a chorus of hello, I love you. Hello, I love you. Sidewalk crouches at her feet.
like a dog that begs for something sweet. Do you think you'll be the guy to make the queen of the angels sigh? Hello, 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 hello. But I want you, baby, hello. I need you, baby, hello. All right. Woo. Well, Jim, that's about all I wanted to say. Thanks for teaching me a lot of things when I was young, you know. How to incite a riot. How to talk shit to the authorities. How to not really give a good gosh darn about anything. Authority.
Yeah. Woo! Yeah, Clem Chesterfield, yo, yeah.
Yow!
Live and in person. Clem Chesterfield.
Thanks, man. Thanks, Tim. Yes!
In the office chair recliner.
That's right, everyone.
Office chair recliner.
This is Making Bacon and DJ Overeasy, DJ Tangent, and Clem Chesterfield in the studio here bringing you the 411, the good info on Homegrown today. So we got two venues left, and we got 5 minutes here, buddy. So I'm going to read through Monty's, and then you do Toucan, the upstairs, not the Celtic one. And so Monty's right down on Ontario Street there, Songwriters Lounge, and it's a good one. It's a fun place to go. Rick Mellison, Michael Castile, John Somerville, Mello Lily. I've heard a couple of her songs. She does really good. Roger Marshall, Out for a Walk. Chris, that's a weird, I don't know how to pronounce that. Gigreen? Chris, well, Chris, 4 o'clock, go see Chris. Forgive me for not being able to pronounce that last name. Sophie Ash.
Gigere?
Yes. Ah, no wonder. There's no accent on it or that. I never thought French. Gigere. Tim Aylesworth, Just Adam. Sonia Bergen. And then the Diaries. And that's all at Monty's.
Half of the Diaries is Anna from 47 Teeth.
Oh, there you go.
Apparently they've been around forever, and I didn't know that until I just saw a picture.
And so this is the down, the more loungy, low-key side of 47 Teeth there. And that's at Monty's.
Now, according to the list on the website, you missed... At 4:30 p.m., says, the party man.
John McClurg is down at Monty's again, too? Yeah, so I'm going off of Instagram, so it's
funny
been up to
story about John McClurg. My cowboy hat I'm wearing today was in a thrift store in Missouri when him and I were driving down to Kansas City a few years back, and I think he might have saw it first.
Yeah.
And he was like, whoa, look at that hat. And I was like, scoop.
Yeah.
That's a Clem Chesterfield hat. Thank you very much, John McClurg.
Yeah, there you go.
And the party man has been sad ever since.
That's right. Well, it looks better on you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I told him.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
All good.
He's a party animal, but you're way more handsome than he is. All right. So, and last and always least, the toucan.
The dream.
The Dream.
So starting at 8, we have the Retro Kings. They are described as seasoned musicians, so I think that means they're old people like us.
Yeah.
Doug Vanderhorden and Company. I saw him somewhere at the Broom Factory. He was like a last-minute replacement because some artist got sick. He was good. Holy Wow, they're like the whatchamacallit, Grateful Dead-esque.
Yeah. Psychedelic.
Ben. 11 o'clock, Squid Pistol.
Yeah, I love Squid Pistol.
good.
Some good grunge
stuff and some punk and whatnot.
Yeah.
At midnight, Radio Wasteland. Don't know about them since 2009.
Yeah, we've never heard those. Yeah.
They have a new record out in 2026. We'll have to check that out.
Yeah.
And then closing out the night, Wygo, who we have seen a few times. What would we call it? Grunge-tinged alternative?
Yeah, it's good stuff.
They always put on a good show.
Yeah, always good stuff. And
as seemingly always, the Toucan is the last place, the last venue standing.
That's right. Everybody, everybody always goes down to the drain.
Downhill from everywhere, no matter which direction you're coming from, unless you're like at the Merchant or something. So that's probably where we'll be at
that time of night. That's right. Yeah, we're going to start our day off, we think, at RCHA, and we'll end at the Toucan as usual with you got to have some hooting and hollering there at the Buckle. Check out Clem Chesterfield. What is it?
8 p.m.
8 p.m.
And Bergman. Buckle up.
And Bergman, yes.
Bergman.
Buckle up, 8 p.m.
That means put your seatbelts on, because it's going to be a show.
Yeah. Moo. And so that's it, yo. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to the Homegrown Live. Hope to see you out there today.
Second annual.
Hope to see you out there today. Donate, buy a coloring book, and be able to thank all of the sound people and all of you. Remember, this is all volunteer. This is all for a good cause, for Joe's Mill. And just enjoy the day. Kingston looks, hey, the sun is coming out. It could be a good day.